Yeah, I haven't done ham radio in a while. I'm walking to the Central to do a vinyl countdown with some of the dudes. I just got back from New York, but I think I'll save those stories for vinyl countdown, yo. Well, let me just say, I guess it is, it's weird coming back to normal life. Because it really is a bizarre thing in New York where just from, like, Keith and the Girl notoriety and hanging out with Keith and the Girl people, it's like I'm a chick. Like, I'm a good-looking chick, you know? It's actually probably better than that because people aren't intimidated. Like, just go into a social situation, 30 people, 40 people, everybody wants to talk to me. I get to pick who I want to hang out with. It's just like, it's like magic, man. It's like a magic spell. Social interaction is never so easy. Girls just want to talk to me, want to hang out. It's great, man. Good times. However, I'm back to normal now. So let's just say it straight out. This episode's going to be about Linkin Park. Yeah, I know. I feel weird about it, too. It's just like, I don't know, man. That band is really fucking good. Fuck you. I don't know what to say. People hate this band. They hate the shit out of them. I remember when they first came out in, like, 2000. I ignored them, too. I was like, it's just like a boy band for people that like fucking nu metal. I never liked that term, nu metal, but I guess that's what we're stuck with now. And it's very polished and very corporate in a sense. Corporate's the wrong word. Well, I guess, like, with any musical movement, I mean, like, it's like the alternative shit when I was in the early 90s, when I got into, started listening to music a lot. You got your Pearl Jams and your Nirvanas, and then it devolves and devolves until you got Creed and, I don't know, Collective Soul. Like, it's just like, it's just not good. Blech. So the same thing happened in the late 90s. I think Korn pretty much single-handedly kicked off this new metal thing. And then it, got more and more watered down until all of a sudden you got Papa Roach and shit. So I guess that's what I thought of Linkin Park as. They were those guys. They were that type of thing. They were just a watered-down corporate echo. Just meant to sell albums. Not gonna really mean anything. Which, I mean, all of this is arguably ridiculous to debate at all, because, like, that Tool song about being a sellout. Sold my soul to get a record put out, and you fucking bought one, so fuck you. It's all a bunch of bullshit, but Linkin Park, yeah, I was like, this is extra bullshit, fuck this, and I just ignored it. But then it would kind of come back to me in little bits, like that song, In the End. I don't think anyone can deny that that is catchy as hell. That's fucking insane how catchy that is.
It starts with one. Multiplies till you can taste the sun. And burned by the sky you try to take it from. But if it falls, there's no place to run. Crumbling down, it's so unreal. They're dealing you in to determine your end. And sending you back again to places you've been. And bending your will till it breaks you within. And still they fill their eyes with the twilight through the skylight. And the highlights on a frame of steel. See the brightness of your likeness as I write this on a pad with the way I feel. Screaming in my dreaming, as it seeming that you played your part, like you're heartless. Take apart this in the darkness, but I know that I've tried
so hard and got so far.
Property, and now I see that I get no chance. I get no break. Fakes and snakes quickly lead to mistakes. And as the tightrope within slowly starts to thin, I can only hope that they close their eyes to the twilight, through the skylight, and the highlights on a frame of steel. See the brightness of your likeness as I write this on a pad through the way I feel. Hear the screaming in my dreaming as it's seeming that you played your part. Like you're heartless, take apart this in the darkness. But I know that I've tried so hard and got
So I was like, all right, paying attention to that song. And then I think it was the song Faint from their second album where finally I was like, okay, that song is cool as fucking balls. So I went back and I dug into stuff, and it turns out I ended up really liking Linkin Park, like that first album especially. It's like this perfectly crafted little pop gem. You know, it is taking this sort of rap rock, rappy verse, yelly chorus, a little bit of DJ shit all mixed together, like just perfectly crystallized. And that first album in particular, like every song is kind of the same. I think you could kind of just throw a dart and pick really any of the songs as a single and it would have done fine, which is weirdly generic but also just a sign of how much they had perfected the formula in a way that I just kind of respect. I mean, it is like just really high level production and like just really fun to listen to pop shit. It's like a Britney Spears album that's a metal album, a rap metal album. So I don't know, when you look at it that way, I had no problem with it. It's almost just like the refinement of the sound. And then the second album was a lot like the first one. But then they hit the point where now they have to, you know, you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over. You gotta break out of the mold. And I don't think they did such a good job on their third album. I didn't like it. It's just like, it's really wussy, really soft. Like how hair metal bands would have the fucking rockin' first single and then the soft ballad second single. It was like that writ large. The whole third album was like the soft fucking ballad. But then the fourth album came out. It's called A Million Suns, and it was really cool because this was still them stretching and trying to be different, but it was good. Like, the soft stuff was way softer, really soft, but soft in a good way, like just kind of interesting soft, and just changing stuff up, doing weird crap. One of the songs is almost no low end, and it's got this sort of circusy sort of fucking synth line going through it, just some weird crap. So that kind of rejuvenated my interest in Linkin Park, and I started digging back through stuff. So it was just, I'm going to play some sort of songs that maybe you never heard before. Some Linkin Park songs that don't just follow the cut and dried formula that everyone knows as a Linkin Park song. So I'm going to start with Burning in the Skies from A Thousand Suns. And even if you're all like, oh, fuck Linkin Park, blah, 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 just calm down. Stop trying to be cool because you don't like a band, because it's not going to work. Long goddamn wait for a train that is never going to come. Just chill out. Listen to this song. And then just get into it, man. Because it's a good little tune. So this is a little intro thing, and then Burning in the Skies. By the LP, yo. Linkin Park. Thank you.
cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." I suppose we all thought that one way or another. We'll be right back.
Now I'll tell you what that song just reminded me of, what I was going to say about what I like about Linkin Park. There's been a real movement in the last 5-6 years of real blasé sounding bands. People singing like this, I'm just bored, I'm singing in a band. I hate that shit, man. It's hipster music, I don't know what the fuck you call it. It's just, ugh. I really dislike that type of shit. Where Linkin Park, I mean, it might be overwrought, might be melodramatic, but man, they want you to fucking feel something, man. That's all this music is for. It's like, I mean, the whole, like, the first two albums, it was just catharsis for upper middle class white kids. But at least it was catharsis for somebody, you know? It was like, I like that Linkin Park is unapologetically just emotional is the wrong word, but about emotion, you know? Even that, like, the lyrics have started to morph somewhat from the olden days, but it's the same basic theory. It's just plumb the depths, figure out what's wrong, throw it away. I don't know. I guess you don't have to be into it. But my inner fucking 16-year-old is totally into it. And my outer 32-year-old is just not willing to just start listening to bands that are monotone. Blah, 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 blah. All right, the next song I was gonna play is super, super quiet. Just like so soft, it's like weird. I was like, this is weird that they did this song, but I can't play that right after that last one. It's too much. So let's go to the third album, the one I said I didn't like, Minutes to Midnight. It really only had one song on it. The very first song is like traditional Linkin Park. But they were like, if we're gonna do one in the old style, it's gonna be the best. And it's fucking excellent. I mean, if you had to put, here's a prototypical Linkin Park song, you really can't do much fucking better than this. Given Up, I think it's called. But even then, it's like weird, as it starts with hand claps and like a little jangle of a fucking, of a tambourine, and it's like, ah, so good. This is more the traditional fucking loud guitars yelling, but just like, again, like, I got a lot of respect for production value. When you get an album that just sounds so good, it's just so smooth and so fun to listen to.
Sweat again. Another day's been laid to waste.
So yeah, that was the first song, and it was all downhill from there. Bleed It Out was pretty cool too, but other than that, man, I so did not like that third album. But because I ended up liking A Thousand Suns so much, I should say about A Thousand Suns, it's not a good album overall. You still got to take about half the songs and just delete them, just throw them away. But then you're left with, you know, a half album that is, it's like really good, super good. I like it. I like it a lot. So anyway, I went back to Minutes to Midnight, give it another try, and I'm just like, oh no, garbage, bad, 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 song after song, just these like weird, like, it's weird to say the wussy songs I don't like, because I like the quiet songs. There's a difference somehow, it's hard to explain. But yeah, just this procession of terrible songs, and then right near the end of the album, this super quiet song started. It was just extremely unusual for Linkin Park. I was like, this is strange, this is a weird little thing, it's called In Between. And I really like it. So there's another just weird little Linkin Park song. Really peculiar. I don't feel like I could really have much to say. So like, it's real quiet, it's Linkin Park. Just listen to it, all right? Thank you.
Let me apologize to begin with. Let me apologize for what I'm about to say. But trying to be genuine was harder than it seemed. And somehow I got caught up in between. Let me apologize to begin with. Let me apologize for what I'm about to say. But trying to be someone else was harder than it seemed. Somehow I got caught up in between, between my pride and my promise, between my lies and how the truth gets in the way. The things I want to say to you get lost before they come. The only thing that's worse than one is none. Apologize to begin with. Let me apologize for what I'm about to say. But trying to regain your trust was harder than it seemed. And somehow I got caught up in between, between my pride and my promise, between my lies and how the truth gets in the way. Things I want to say to you get lost before they come. The only thing that's worse than one is none. The only thing that's worse than one is none. And I cannot explain to you in anything I say or do or plan. Fear's not afraid of you. Guilt's a language you can understand. I cannot explain to you in anything I say or do, but hope the actions speak the words they can. For my pride and my promise, for my lies and how the truth gets in the way. The things I want to say to you get lost before they come. The only thing that's worse than one is pride and my promise, between my lies and how the truth gets in the way. The things I want to say to you get lost before they come. The only thing that's worse than one is none. The only thing that's worse than one is none. It's worse than one is none.
So it's obviously weird to say that I don't like their wussy songs, but I do like that song. That is undeniably a wussy song. That's a super wussy song. But something about the other stuff that they do that's like this like little heart string plucking little tunes that just seems fake to me. And yeah, I get the irony that I'm talking about which Linkin Park songs are more fake than the others. But I guess I just or calculated, I guess. Like, the other ones just seem like that same thing hair metal bands did, just trying to get the mainstream to like their shit and like girls to fucking listen to it or something. I don't like half measures. And that song is no half measure. That is full wuss. It is 100% wuss. And yeah, I really dig that little tune. All right, so one thing that hasn't been represented yet is the rap rock side of Linkin Park. So I found some demos of stuff that didn't make it onto their first album. Hold on. And like I said, the first album was so ludicrously consistent that it's weird, like, what didn't make the cut? How do you even sort of decide? Because it's not like songs are clearly better than other songs, for the most part. But there's this one called Dedicated. It's real heavy on the rap side of stuff. That I think is pretty cool. So here's a 1999 demo. Before Linkin Park became a household name, before they became the band beloved by you and I. This is called Dedicated.
I have a dream of a scene between the green hills. Clouds pull away and the sunlight's revealed. People don't talk about keeping it real. It's understood that they actually will. An intoxicated and stimulated MC staring in the trees, paranoid, are gone in the breeze. Watch them flee. Hip-hop heads, take a walk with me. And what you'll see is a land where the sand's made of crushed up wax. And the sky beyond you is Krylon blue. And everybody speaks in a dialect of rhyme. MCs of left materialism behind them. Meanwhile, I just grip my mic and hope me and my team make it through alright. Because say what you will and say what you might, but don't ignore who it's for at the end of the night. Because this is dedicated to the kids, dedicated to wherever music lives, dedicated to those tired of the same old same, and dedicated to the people advancing the game. What's real? It's the kids who know that something's wrong. It's the kids who think they don't belong. It's the kids who have nowhere to run, who are hiding in the shadows waiting for the sun. I've seen a lot of I've talked to a bum out on Sunset Strip. He asked me how would you feel if everybody acted like you didn't exist. You'd lose your grip, probably eventually flip. So let it be known, the only reason that we do this, so you can pick it up and just bang your head to it. While MCs fight to see who could be the commonest, we float overhead like a Space Odyssey monolith. Overseeing the game, over being part of the same old thing. It's all gonna change in a hurricane of darkness and pain, and acidic rain and promises you won't do it again. Meanwhile, I just grip my mic and hope me and my team make it through alright. Because say what you will and say what you might, but don't ignore who it's for at the end of the night. Because this is dedicated to the kids, dedicated to wherever music lives, dedicated to those tired of the same old same, and dedicated to the people advancing the game. What's real? It's the kids who know that something's wrong. It's the kids who think they don't belong. It's the kids who have nowhere to run, who are hiding in the shadows waiting for the sun. Shadow is warm inside. This is where I feel at home. This is my place to hide. Pulling me close, the shadow is warm inside. This is where I feel at home. This is my place to hide.
Let's go back to another soft song. This is after their first album, they put out a remix album called Reanimation that was really good. It's one of my favorite remix albums. They really did shift things around and alter stuff and change it. Like, enough so that it really stands on its own as its own little album. And there's a remix, it's a B-side called My December from their first album. Which it was, I guess, the quiet song. It never made the cut. The first album has no quiet songs. In the End is the closest thing. But this little remix, I don't know, they fucking remixed it up and it sounds fucking sweet, man. I love this song. So here's my December remixed from Reanimation. Almost at the Central, and I forgot it was Friday. This place is gonna suck balls. It's gonna be all fucking crowded and loud and shit. See people all over the streets. Which I guess this goes back to the New York thing. It's fun to have a posse when they all know you. It's fun to walk down the street, go from bar to bar when you get 20 or 30 people. But when I'm just walking down the street and I don't know none of these motherfuckers, it ain't cool at all. So let's go back to hip hop land from Thousand Sons. This is a song called When They Come For Me. This is cool as fuck, man. I love the shit out of this song. Where did I hear this? Like, this might have been the first song I heard off this album that made me go check it out. But it's like real just heavy with these drums, this tribal drum thing going on. Switches it up a lot. Chester, it's barely in it. I don't know, it's just a weird, cool song. Like when it starts to wind down toward the end and then it, bow, comes back in. Fucking cool. Cool as fuck.
Thank you.
And actually, you know, why push it? If I come up with any other little, I got some other little things, maybe I'll just put them in future episodes. I think that's plenty. So after that, I'll finish with The Catalyst. That's the song I was talking about at the beginning, that almost no low end, this weird, spirally, almost circus-y synth line. I remember when I first heard it, I didn't like it at all. I was like, what the heck is this shit? This is, you know, Linkin Park trying to spread their wings, and it ain't working. It's just bizarre. But I ended up really liking it after I gave it a few listens. It really grew on me. Whereas there's another single from this album, which I can't remember what it's called. Waiting for the End, maybe? This is not the end, this is just the beginning. It's really bad. It might be the worst Linkin Park song I've ever heard. So, I mean, there's the fucking evolution, the mutation. Some of this shit I think is cool and works out. Some of it I just can't even, just cannot listen to. But on the other hand, the super even keel of like the first album and most of the second, you just couldn't keep that up. You can't keep doing that forever, so. So I gotta say, so far as trying to fight your way out of your little place, or like they say in this fucking song, I guess it's a Jay-Z line, but even a blueprint's a gift and a curse. It's tough. Once you get all famous for one thing and then trying to move past it. But on this new album, I think they're doing pretty good. They got another, a newer one coming out soon, so we'll see how that goes. If you hate the shit out of Linkin Park, I don't know why you listen to this, but thank you ever so much, and I'll see you next time.